This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The nation celebrates its 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for a duration of around 90 minutes. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Matram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts, including Rafale, Sukhoi 30, C-295, MiG-29 and Apache, among others. With Rishu Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals who are energizing the nation and making their mark globally.
Our youth are the flag bearers of our nation's development journey. Mera Yuva Bharat or My Bharat provides a technology-driven experiential learning mechanism to connect young citizens with opportunities in several areas, including leadership and skill development.
The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. Late Bollywood actor Dharmendra Singh Deol has been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously for his contribution to the arts. The Padma Vibhushan has also been awarded to K.T. Thomas for public affairs, N. Rajam for arts and P. Narayanan for literature. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhansha Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashoka Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. As part of the Republic Day celebrations, government has organised a 3-day programme in New Delhi for over 100 Prime Minister Internship Scheme PMIS interns from across the country. Ministry of Corporate Affairs informed that these interns will be the special guests at the Republic Day parade today. As part of the tour program, PMIS interns interacted with Union Minister Harsh Malhotra and shared their learning experiences, aspirations and feedback on the scheme. Addressing the interns, Mr. Malhotra said to enable India's youth, PMIS is designed to open new opportunities and serves as a bridge between theoretical learning and practical experience. Delhi Police has issued a detailed traffic advisory to ensure the smooth conduct of the ceremonial parade and other associated cultural events. As per Delhi Police advisory, Kartavya Path will be closed to traffic from 10 p.m. last night until the parade ends. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro also started services at 3 a.m. on all lines today to help people reach Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. In cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the 30-20 of the 5-match series at the ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati last night. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue have now taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. Chasing a target, India overhauled the total for the loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. Abhishek Sharma smashed 68 of 20 balls, while Captain Surya Kumar Yadav struck 57 of 26 deliveries. Abhishek Sharma also entered the record book, scoring the second fastest T20 international half century by an Indian, reaching the milestone in 14 balls. Jasprit Bumrah was adjudged the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.